Hello.
Hello.
This is I Hate Your Movie.
Yeah.
Bonus episodes yet to be determined if it's free or not.
Yeah. Either welcome to Patreon or hello.
Oh, just hello. We gave up on getting money. So we're doing a quiz.
We're doing the third quiz. Come on, give it this gravitas that it needs.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're doing the third quiz.
Third quiz.
Which is, you know, third time is the comeback. Is the comeback of Daniel. Because I lost to you twice, but both times by just a hair. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Both times is like 1 or 2 points.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it could be the comeback.
Yeah.
You can't rise from the flames if you haven't burnt to ash at some point.
Wow. So we did two quizzes, and both of the times the forfeit is that the other person makes us watch a movie. So the forfeit is gonna be revealed now, which is if I win,
yep,
we're gonna watch. So okay, so to set this up, right?
Okay,
this is
you seem really excited about this.
I am. I watched this movie and I love this movie.
This is going to be such a disappointing build-up if you lose. You're so happy.
I don't care. I got the Blu-ray because I love this movie. So it's all worth it for me. So there's no veto power. That's the catch.
Yeah. So this, a little bit of backstory. So we recommend films to each other. Obviously, it's called I Hate Your Movie, but there are kind of like limits we can go to.
Yeah.
I feel like Dan has tested some of those limits, you know, with partners. And Fateful Findings, but there is, if Dan was to bring me another Neil Breen film, I'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
There are rules in our little
film
game.
Or something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
I wouldn't watch that.
No.
But there's no rules here.
But there's no rules.
No veto.
So we're watching the Serbian film.
So we're watching the Serbian film.
No, we're definitely
no,
not.
No, I don't like this. I don't like movies that intentionally, like, trying to upset you.
Yeah.
If it happens by accident, that's like a different thing.
Nothing happens by accident if films are trying to upset you. But I know what you mean.
There's
a line where it becomes gratuitous.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything beyond that, 200 miles beyond the line, is a Serbian film.
My review for the Serbian film is, what's the point?
Yeah.
Then that's how I feel about it. And that's kind of boring. So you are usually, and I don't know how to put this, you are usually very cagey about reviewing movies that... or outside our white male circle.
Privileged
circle. Because, you know, you don't want to talk about things that you don't understand or things like that, right?
Yeah, things I might misinterpret and, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, harm. You yourself broke your rule with Lady Bird in a bit.
Yep, I think the biggest way I broke that rule was The Breadwinner.
Oh, sure, yeah. So, I want to really push the boundaries on this.
Yeah.
There is a genre in the 70s. Called Blaxploitation. Now, the name is a bit, like, mislabeled, because it's not actually exploiting anyone, because the term comes from sexploitation, which was what porn used to be called,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, the term just got out of hand. So, like, there's, like, Canucksploitation, like Canada, and things like that. It just means that there's Canadian people in it, right? And this is a movie that's written, produced, starring all-black cast,
mm-hmm.
the legendary Rudy Ray Moore, Dolomite himself.
Okay.
So
the Human Tornado.
My movie is The Human Tornado, which is the best reviewed Rudy Ray Moore film. So Rudy Ray Moore is a filmmaker in the 70s, independent, makes these blaxploitation films, and he has his own character called Dolomite,
mm-hmm.
which some people might know as Eddie Murphy made a biography about the guy,
mm-hmm.
Somewhat recently. It's a guy who shouts and rhymes and does bad kung fu, so I can't wait to watch it with you.
Are you okay? You're so excited. You seem like you're out of breath with excitement.
I am. It's the fucking Human Tornado.
Human Tornado. Oh, God. The Human Tornado is a non-stop assault on the senses.
Is that what it says?
Actually what it says on the back.
That's great.
Combining action, comedy, horror, and jaw-dropping weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a little secret for you.
Yeah.
And I've done this on purpose because I had a long think about what the film I would recommend to you is. And I'm actually convinced you're going to win, so I haven't picked a film yet.
Oh, shit. Well, come on. You won 2 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And you went into both times as saying you're the underdog, and you were worried that, like, the trivia that I set up was too hard. So, just through pattern, you know, you're more likely to win.
Well, I've got 2 episodes to think of it.
Give me stakes. Give me stakes to fight for.
No, see, I went, like, because I said the main reason is I haven't picked something yet. It's A, because I think you're going to win, and B, because I just can't beat Serenity. Mm. I need, you know, I've blown my load already, and I got nothing left to give.
Wow. Have a think throughout the episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, because the thing is, I do have a film, but okay. It's boring.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's boring.
What is it?
It's Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. It's starring Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or The Waterboy. I don't even want to know Waterboy. So, yeah, see? That's what I keep getting as well.
It's better if you get your part, I think it's going to be better because there's some stakes going on, you know?
But it could all just be mind games. You don't know.
But no, because if I go in...
Psyching you out.
If I don't want to... Because I really want to win. Because I want to watch Human Tornado. Yeah. But if it would give me an extra motivation, really not want to lose.
Maybe I'm giving you overconfidence.
Okay. So the rules are...
Yeah, you get let's tell people what we're doing. We're going to start playing clips of them.
You get to hear a clip, which is 5 words or more, minimum.
Yep.
And you...
I have a question about that, actually. Yeah. But can they be the same words?
Yeah. I got some trollish ones.
Can it be like, hi there, hi there, hi there, hi there?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, maybe that could be recognizable, yeah, I guess. So you can have 2 points, one for the film, one for the actor or character name, and you can forfeit your extra point if you don't know anything for a hint.
Okay.
For a meaty, substantial hint. Okay, so we're going to have 20 quotes each. First quote, are you ready?
This is it. Can we have some, like, music?
Yeah,
so I want... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing to go...
Yeah. Is it Serenity, where if we realize that the creator of Serenity made Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's just a weird coincidence, because we did the trivia, and in the trivia I did put in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music, and I looked up who made Serenity. It was just the guy who came up with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and then made Serenity.
What?
Yeah! And then made a bunch of junk after as well. But it's mostly just, if you look up, it's like most notable, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Serenity. It's a weird coinkening. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mother Nature is a serial killer. No one's better, more creative. Like all serial killers, she can't help the urge to want to get caught. But what good are all those brilliant crimes if no one takes the credit? So she leaves crumbs. Now the hard part, while you spend a decade in school, is seeing the crumbs.
It's Fastback on World War Z.
How did you...
This is where we should have had a third person. It's after showing you my list. It's on my list. Fastback from World War Z.
But do you have a clip that?
Yeah. Oh. I have that clip.
You have that clip?
Fastback of World War Z. He's played by Els Gabriel.
Okay. Wow. How did we get... It's the same clip.
Yeah, it's exactly the same clip. I told you we should have taken this to a third person.
Well, I guess then we crossed that one off both of our lists, and just no one gets
absolutely
a point.
Not. Well, I suggested that we do it to a third person. You were like, no, there's never going to be any crossover. I'm getting the benefits of this. That's 2 points to me.
Yeah, 2 points. Also, I didn't know his name, and I would have accepted just scientist guy.
Yeah, so would I. I've written down if you could tell me his job, that's enough. Did you write down his job?
Scientist man.
He's a virologist.
Whatever. Scientist man. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I need
off to a win and start.
Does that mean that for your quiz, I just go like, that guy?
No, it means I can redo it.
Boo. Okay. Well, not everything is what we watch together, but you get 2 points. So there's an unfair advantage you have already.
I suggested we take it to a third person to
how likely is it? And it's the first
incredibly
one.
Incredibly likely. It's 100% likely.
Why?
Because it happened.
I didn't put too many films that we watched together in there.
No. I think most of mine are films we watched together. For this, I just scrolled through the episode list.
Okay.
Just went through a bunch of them.
Well, fuck you. Are you ready for the second one? of this great quiz.
Oh my god, if this is on my list as well, I'm going to be so happy.
That's unlikely.
All units, attack that spaceship.
Oh, it's the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spaceship guy.
He has a proper name and he's said a lot in the movie.
Oh.
I'm going to be hard now because you got 2 points on me.
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. He's the spaceship guy. His name's something ridiculous like Dylan or something like that.
Close.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll give you one more shot.
Yeah.
His name is close in the alphabet.
Danny?
Oh my god, that's so close. Benny.
Banny?
Benny.
Benny?
Benny, yeah.
Okay.
Well, D and B, we're close.
Yeah, when you said it was close in the alphabet, I thought you meant it was like the same letter. But
No. Okay. Then I would say it's the same letter.
Okay.
1 point.
1 point, so 3 points total so far.
And I guess I forgot about that was the same word over and over again, so I guess yes. It is allowed. Third one.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth.
Oh, are you going to push me for which film this is?
Mm-hmm.
Why, so it's Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm. Which is the one where he talks about the sand.
Oh, it's either the second or third one, because he's a kid in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be this. I would say it's the second one.
Imagine his hair. I think that hair is a big giveaway.
I've only ever seen these films once.
Really?
It's roughly when they came out. Wow. So we're talking like 20 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know what the second one was. The first one was A Phantom Menace. Third one was Revenge of the Sith. Was the second one Attack of the Clones?
Yes, it was.
I'm going to go with Attack of the Clones.
2 points.
Yes! Yes!
It's the awkward romance that George Lucas, who, I don't know how he got his wife, but apparently doesn't know anything about romance. It's all about pushing yourself on ladies and talking about sand, and then murdering a bunch of women and children, and then fall in love. It's the weirdest love story ever. He goes to find his mummy, and he murders a bunch of Tusken Raiders and little guys. And then he goes back to Padme and goes, I murdered mother and children and everyone I saw. And he just has this like psychotic look. And Padme is like, oh, I love you, Anakin. I'm like, what? The fuck? Fourth one.
I know it down.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the story.
But I've been in this situation many times before.
Oh, this is a
We can still work. Win this thing. It's not over with. We got to come together. Oh, we got to believe in ourselves. We can come back and win this game.
Yeah, right. That's gonna help.
This is Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Yes. Well done.
I feel like my list is a lot more difficult.
It gets more difficult.
Okay. Mine ends easy.
Okay. Mine starts easy.
Okay, cool.
So hold your horses.
Well, I figure like if I make the end easy,
mm-hmm.
then you can have some cliffhanger. So even if you're like a little bit behind,
mm-hmm.
then you can rally points at the end.
Oh, that's nice. Well, mine is just a slow descent into destruction. But we're still at the easy part.
Still at the easy part, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to intro any of these or?
Number 6 or 5. Number 5.
Mambo number 5.
Damn it, you clutch! Look what you did!
Error. Grasshopper disassemble.
Oh my god! It's Johnny 5 from Short Circuit.
Yep.
Yes.
First one or second one?
Ah. Oh. First one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just trying to throw you off. Grasshopper disassemble.
Yeah, so I have this as well. I don't know if it makes a difference really, but I have this as well where there's two voices.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking you can say whichever really.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have a few that has more a conversation.
Okay.
Number 6. Number 6.
Alert. Red alert. Red alert.
You crossed my line of debt.
You haven't dismantled your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke them. Get them before they get you. another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
Oh, fuck.
It's getting hard.
Oh, because that's not the film. It's a clip from the film.
Yes. What film are you thinking?
I genuinely don't know.
You can logic this out.
I don't think I can.
I think you can.
Because I've got two completely opposite ends of the scale. Of like, so it's either in my head, and it could be neither. How many do I get? Many guesses, or do I just get one?
Just one.
Okay. So I'm gonna think out loud because
Think out loud.
Me sitting here thinking it's a podcast. Isn't gonna help the podcast too much, right? So I'm thinking it's either like the joke advert at the start of Jingle All the Way, or it's like some dystopian nonsense advert for a game like RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. Do I want to help you?
Probably not.
Do you want to forfeit your 1 point for help?
Yes.
I don't know if this is good enough help, but...
It's a meaty clue.
Okay, it's a meaty clue. It sounds quite sarcastic and funny and smart.
Oh, God, so it's neither of what I said.
Okay.
It might be, because you just made a weird face.
Yeah, that's also my hint.
That's not a particularly meaty clue. A meaty clue puts me on.
What's a movie that has like funny social commentary?
That's so many.
How many we watched that's also like, you know, this kind of tongue-in-cheek in its nature?
No, I don't know. I'm going RoboCop because why not?
Okay, it is.
It is!
Yeah.
Yes!
I'll give you 2 points because it's just advert.
No, 1 point because I needed a clue.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, I can't believe you said Jingle All the Way. That's not this smart.
Yeah.
The RoboCop is like, the adverts are really on point like that. It was hard to choose which one. There's so many funny ones. This is the funniest one. This was a movie we watched before, together, before the podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I remember...
I don't remember us watching this. Yeah, I remember watching the joke RoboCop parody.
But no, we watched the whole RoboCop.
Oh, nice.
It was very early on in our friendship. And then I remember we both laughed at that bit. Are you ready for number 7, I think?
Number 7.
You're doing better than I thought.
Yeah?
Because I relied on your bad memory for this quiz, and that's why I constructed it like this. Oh, shit.
This is where the only part where my memory works.
Okay, maybe.
When I'm reminded of things.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Next quiz, we're going to do smell. Smell. Identify the smells from a movie.
I've been a whore, you understand. Cox, for money, inside me.
Oh, it's Emma Stone in Strange Things.
Strange Things?
No, it's not Strange Things. What's it called? It's Emma Stone. It's... Oh, what's the film called? It's the one of the biggest films of last year. Oh,
Strange Things.
Strange Things. In my head, that was exactly what the title was.
That's the asylum version of the movie. You know how there's like Transformers and Transmorphers? That's the Strange Things is the knockoff version.
Oh my God, what's it called? This is going to kill me. We're sitting here for a week if it takes me that long to remember the name of this film.
Oh wait, I just remembered there's a sudden clock. There's a sudden time limit.
That's not helping.
I know, I'm not gonna help. Fuck you.
Oh, God damn it. I know it's close because you said it's the knockoff. Yeah. All that's going in my head is Strange Things.
Well, that's the prequel for Stranger Things. And then Strangest Things.
If this is the point that cost me the quiz, I'm gonna be so upset.
Yeah, I might have to push you.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to. I would if I was sitting in your chair.
Final answer.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember it. What's it called?
Poor Things.
Poor Things! Motherfucker!
Yeah.
Fuck. I wouldn't have got it. If I had sat there for a week,
you
I wouldn't have got
point.
It.
You still get a point. Yeah. Emma Stone.
Oh my God.
I love that clip. It took me ages to find. I had to download the whole fucking movie. For some reason, there's clips of everything in that movie except that. I was like, I thought that would be
Yeah,
funny.
I had a clip that took me a solid like half hour to find.
Yeah. It might be trollish. But if you think about it, it might not be as trollish as you think.
Right.
抑圧された意識が表出するっていう意味では、ネットも夢も似てると思わない？
お待たせしました。
No.
You just think about it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just think outside the box.
No, because you need the words. You need the.
No, you don't.
You do need the
you
words.
You don't.
That could be any. Because the rules of this game are, it can be any film that we've that you know the other person has seen.
Yes.
You know I've watched quite a lot of anime, so that could be any anime film.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That could be any Studio Ghibli film. That could be any freaking Dragon Ball Z. If you keep that in, I want double points.
Well, I don't know. Ian can logic this out. When you hear it, you'll be like, oh, shit.
No.
You don't think about the words. Genuinely. I didn't even know you watch anime. So where does that lead you logically?
All right. Well, if that's not Paprika, I'll be upset.
What's the answer?
I'm going Paprika. And I'm going Paprika.
Paprika, Paprika.
Yeah.
Yes, 2 points.
Yes!
Yeah, obviously. I didn't even know you watch anime.
Oh, well, yeah, fair bit.
Okay.
We were talking about Studio Ghibli films and...
When you say you watch anime, I think more like Naruto and that kind of shit. There you go. See? Just think about it. Number 9.
Okay. In that case, I'm not updating my list.
Okay, this might be a hard one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've seen the film.
Okay. Okay.
If she walked into the emergency room, I'd say she's about 5 months pregnant.
What?
What?
Just stay calm, Trent.
She'll only be pregnant for about 20 minutes from the time of conception.
Why do you keep looking at me like you want to steal my wife?
I genuinely do not recognize a single part of that.
I just start drawing a zero right now.
The guy's name is Trent.
Hmm?
The guy's name is Trent.
Okay.
His character name.
Yeah, I don't have that.
What?
I have Profession again, because it was just kind of one of those movies.
Okay, but it should be Trent. If you look it up and it's Trent,
okay,
then I get points.
Nothing comes out.
Not even a little.
There's a big clue in there.
Something about pregnancy. I honestly don't.
You don't listen again?
I'll give it another go.
Yeah, but... just try thinking about it a bit. I left a clue in there.
It's the fact that they say his name and his name's Trent.
If she walked into the emergency room, I'd say she's about 5 months pregnant.
What?
What?
Just stay calm, Trent.
She'll only be pregnant for about 20 minutes from the time of conception.
They did say Trent.
Yeah.
That's weird. I didn't notice that before.
So that's a point.
I guess so. I have to look up if that's... Because there's loads of people standing around in that scene.
Yeah,
I have
to look up. But the main guy talking, because they tell her he's freaking out. And she says, calm down, Trent.
You get 1 point. But come on. Think about it.
I vaguely remember someone getting pregnant really quickly in one of the, like, pulpy horror films that you've made me watch.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I give up.
It's old. It's the old. Movie Old. The, when, oh, make them is. Old in the beach.
Yeah.
She says she can get pregnant in 20 minutes. That's in the clip.
Right, yeah.
You get 1 point for Trent. It's bullshit. Because I didn't hear that name. But
if you send me a clip with the name in it and then ask me to name someone.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, it's Old. Remember Old?
Yeah, I remember Old.
That was also a movie. It was like so hard to find one that was... Because there's so many cringy dialogue in that movie. Number 10, I think. I lost count.
When I fired you, I asked you what you wanted to do. You said you have a few rooms upstairs. A real English pub.
Oh, I know this. It's Nicolas Cage in Pig.
Yeah.
Ooh. I got it right at the end when he said English pub.
Mm-hmm. Number 11.
Man's attitude goes some ways, the way his life will be. Is that something you might agree with?
Sure.
What right. comes to mind?
Well, I can't say what comes to mind because that's my guess then, isn't it?
No, you can think out loud.
Okay.
Even with titles.
Yeah, what comes to mind is some kind of David Lynch film. So I would probably guess the only one we've seen together, I believe, is Mulholland Drive.
Why David Lynch comes to mind?
Why does David Lynch come to mind? I don't know. It's just like some guy doing a weird accent, talking funny. Like talking completely unnaturally, but like okay. they're doing David Lynch films. I want to go to this place. Me too. Let's go then. Yeah, that's kind of David Lynchian dialogue. Rip.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace. Keep your eye on the donut, not the hole. It's his famous saying. Do you have a character? Yes?
I don't know enough characters to do it. The cowboy.
What the fuck?
Did I get it?
You get it completely. Yes! How did you just randomly guess that? It was when the Louis Theroux, or whatever his name is, Justin Theroux, he goes up and he's like, is this cowboy, this like kind of outside of movie character.
Mm-hmm.
He tells him how to solve the mystery, basically, of the movie. God damn.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
What the fuck?
You don't know that?
No, I don't.
Wow. I thought that's one of the easy ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh! Oh my god. Oh god, it's Fury Road. It's Nicholas Hoult, right?
True. So, oh, it's a perfect score. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, this was in all the trailers.
You said it was easy, so I'm disappointed that I got it.
Yeah, because at first you rocked your brain.
Okay.
So I was like, oh yeah, I got him this time somehow, even if by accident. Yeah, this is like very recognizable to me because this was in all the trailers when that movie came out, like all the trailers.
Yeah, I just had this like flash of him being on front of the car.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he comes out of the car and he's ready to die or whatever for his cult.
Nicholas Hoult, by the way, doesn't get enough credit for all of his brilliant acting roles.
Well, he gets all the roles now, so don't worry about him. He's doing fine.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone talks about Chalamet. You know, he's in everything and he's like, oh my God, he's so amazing. But Nicholas Hoult is like in the background, just in everything.
Yeah, because he's
doing amazing.
He's maybe his agent is not great because some of his movie selections were questionable. Like he was in that stupid Jack and the Giant Beanstalk movie that was made into like a Lord of the Rings war movie with Ewan McGregor. That he was in that. But like there's loads of things like that. Just no one's seen, you know.
Right. Number something. What number are we on?
13.
This is 13 or 14?
This is 13.
All right.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything because I'm giving you clues too much.
Are you?
Yeah.
Explain as you would a child.
What the fuck? Okay. Explain as you would a child. No, I've got no idea. He's talking kind of posh old English, so it makes me think it's some kind of like Lord of the Rings type film, but in the same time it could be. The first thing that came into my mind was Tron Legacy.
Okay,
so because then again it's kind of like that kind of everyone's talking like this. Like Michael Sheen is chewing the scenery.
Sure.
No, I'm gonna need a clue.
Okay, what's a good like medium clue that you have to think about still, but you're not just going to immediately get it. Let me think.
That was a short one. That was tough. This might be the first one I don't get points on.
Yeah. It's a sci-fi film.
Yeah.
Like, everything is so, like, iconic about it. As anything I say would be like, that one! Let me just think quickly. There's a rock monster in the movie.
There's a rock monster in the movie?
Yeah. It's not this character, but I feel like that's a meaty clue.
Yeah?
A sci-fi film.
Film with a rock monster?
Yes.
Rock monsters are in fantasy films, not... Oh, I don't know. Oh, I do want to guess. I'm going to guess Rebel Moon.
Okay. No.
Whoa!
It's Galaxy Quest.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's the bad guy. When one of my favorite scenes in Galaxy Quest is when the bad guy aliens figure out that Tim Allen is just doing Star Trek and then on Earth, and then the good aliens just didn't understand it, so he tells them to explain it to him like a child.
Yeah, I haven't seen that film in like 15 years.
Good.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that in a million years.
You see, it's getting harder.
Yeah, it is getting harder.
You make your daddy proud. You hear me?
I'm going to make you proud, Daddy. I'm going to make you so proud.
I know this. This isn't hard. This is Freddy Goldfinger.
Wait for the end.
You're going to be so proud.
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 Get the fuck out of the way!
I love that scene.
It's Tom Green and Rip Torn.
Oh, well. You don't get 3 points much. Great.
You should have gone with Daddy, would you like some sausage?
No, because you'd recognize them immediately. This was more obscure.
Yeah, that is kind of what I've done with mine as well. Yeah. I've taken like popular films, but I've not gone like the main, you know, the main quote for it.
Yeah, because that's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the one I'm really proud of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 15.
Number 15.
I can do this all day.
You know why this is trollish?
Because he says it in like 7 different films.
Yes. Do you want to hear it again, just in case you get a vibe?
Right, so it's Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I can do this all day.
There's like a weird squawk in it, like there's a bird.
Oh, yeah. That was not meant to be a clue. But
no,
yeah.
I know, but yeah, it's something you've left in there accidentally.
Yeah. I did not alter any clips other than just... So I edited some of them down for a bit shorter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so I was going to go with Endgame, but I'm not going to go with Endgame anymore because there's a squawk. My guess is they're outside if there's a squawk. So I'm going to go...
Avengers Jungle Adventure.
I mean, it's going to end up to be some random sound, isn't it? It's going to be like metal falling in the background and the sound artist has just gone, yeah, fuck it, whatever. Chuck that in.
If you think about that more, you might get it, because I know what that sound is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, means they're not outside, thank you.
Shit. Maybe it's a bird, just keep thinking about that sound.
I mean, he says it in so many different films.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of all the films he says it in.
He says it in the first one, he picks up the trash bin.
Okay.
And then he's like young, skinny, bobblehead Captain America.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sure he says it somewhere in Captain America 2.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm not sure he says it in 2. He says it in, I think he says it in Civil War.
He definitely says it in Civil War 2, Tony, I think.
Yeah, and then he says it in Endgame.
Yeah, maybe Infinity War.
Maybe.
Maybe he says it in Thor 2 when he's there for 2 seconds. Loki plays him.
Civil War. Fuck it.
Okay, it is Endgame.
Oh, motherfucker!
The noise that you heard was Loki's scepter. It's when they go back to the past.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a fight with himself because he thinks he's Loki and he's holding the scepter.
That's exactly the scene I thought that came to my brain the second I how did I know that? I knew it, but I hedged my bets.
You said Endgame, yeah. You said Endgame at first.
But when I heard it,
yeah,
that is exactly the scene that came to mind, mm-hmm, when he's facing off against himself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah, that's devastating.
Yeah.
It's devastating that I knew that immediately and then didn't go for it.
Yeah, you know what it's like to be
me. I did
me.
A you. Fine.
Next one, I forgot how to count.
16.
16.
Fuck you! Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit! That limey cocksucker can rot in hell for all I care!
What happened?
How dare that asshole bring up Karloff?
What?
Nothing comes to mind?
Yeah, something.
Something. You want
to
hear again?
The death of Stalin comes to mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going with the death of Stalin.
Okay, you want a character? You want to just say a Russian name?
Volesnikov. That is Stalin.
No, it is Ed Wood, and it's Bela Lugosi.
Okay.
When he's, because he played Dracula,
mm-hmm,
and then Boris Karloff played Frankenstein. They had a little competition or whatever.
A rivalry.
They had a rivalry. And then so he's like, someone asked for an autograph that was for Boris Karloff movie, and he freaks out.
Yeah, not in a million years would have got that. I know we watched it together.
Yeah.
It slid out of my mind.
That's fine. More potential points for me.
Okay. I'm feeling good about my list now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even give you the overlap.
Will you?
Yeah, I think okay. So. I think it's going to be close.
Has it been just one so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, it's an embarrassment of bridges. And it's the Big Lebowski, right?
Yes. Who says it?
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
I just said Jeff Bridges.
You said embarrassment of bridges. Embarrassment of bridges was the goats. People look at the goats movie.
Yes.
I think that was it. And then Tron was a bridge too far, and you stole my joke, which I'll never forget.
Yes, 2 points.
3 more to go.
3 more to go. So this must be in number 18.
Yeah. I'll switch around here a bit, because I want to end with a funny one.
Okay.
But you didn't say anything to me. And you didn't do anything to me.
Well, that's what I was thinking, like.
I just don't like you no more.
Oh, it's Banshees of Inisherin. And it's Colin Farrell and Brian McCracken. I got both. I got Banshees and Colin Farrell.
Yes.
What's his name?
Brendan Gleeson.
Okay. That was close. Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to end with the two hardest one, I think.
Okay.
This is quite a long one.
Okay.
But I want to give you all the chance in the world because it says hard.
I have one like that as well. It's like 2 minutes long.
I think I cut this because it was so long a little bit. It's 1 minute long, but I think it was way longer.
Mm-hmm. Let's wrap this all up under the blanket of someone thinking this is something that they'll remember me for. And they did, and we do. And sure enough, we do what we can to endure. We build our legacy piece by piece, and maybe the whole world will remember you, or maybe just a couple of people, but you do what you can to make sure you're still around after you're gone. And so, we're still reading this book. We're still singing a song. Kids remember their parents and their grandparents. And everyone's got their family tree, and Beethoven's got his symphony, and we've got it too. And everyone will keep listening to it for the foreseeable future.
I don't really know. The only thing that came to mind on that was adaptation.
Okay, yeah.
But the two main people in it was Nicolas Cage.
And Nicolas Cage.
And Nicolas Cage. So that wasn't him. Maybe it was someone talking to him in adaptation. That's all I got. That's my guess.
You're in a good line of thinking in terms of the themes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's my guess.
You don't wanna think about it.
I can't think of anything that it would be that isn't that.
Okay.
I'm gonna like be really upset when you tell me, but yeah. I can't think.
Well,
of
I'm not sure. You get 0 points.
Mm-hmm.
It's A Ghost Story.
Oh man, I haven't seen that film in such a long time.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
It stands out because the movie is pretty much silent.
Yeah, that's the only dialogue of the film.
Yeah, so I felt like this stood out a bit because, yeah, the movie is silent for like half of it and then this guy at a party shows up and starts blabbering about bullshit.
Okay.
Then the last one.
How is that close to adaptation? You're close with the themes.
It is talking about, you know, what remains after we die, and he's worried about that in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not the main theme of the movie, but it's part of it.
Okay.
The final.
Final one. Ending on a hard one, you said, or an easy one? Or a funny one?
A funny one.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's easy or hard for you. I can never gauge that with you, apparently. I didn't know you're going to do so well. Are you ready?
Yes.
A few weeks ago, I was just minding my own business with my best friend, Lily.
I love you, Andy.
I love you too, Lily. But then we were transported to a magical land.
Where are we?
It's Andy the Talking Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And it's Andy the Talking Hedgehog.
Yes.
Yes.
The famous movie everyone should see, starring Dean Cain.
Dean Cain and Tara Reid.
Yeah, and a talking hedgehog. It's not uncomfortable as all being concerned. Well, well done. Let me count your points.
27, 29.
29
out of 40.
Yeah, you fucker.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm still in play. I was very worried at the beginning that you're going to get all of this completely. And then we have no game. But there you go.
I got 3 with no points.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I only got 2 with no points.
I think it was Old, Ghost Story, and something else. Now, did you think that was fair?
I think that was fair.
You were worried for weeks that it's going to be the most unfair thing I've ever done for some reason, even though we did 2 quizzes where you won.
So yeah, thank you for listening to part 1 of our quiz.
Yeah.
I'm very happy with how I did. Very entertained by Dan's questions.
Yay.
And audio clips. Join us in part 2 for the conclusion and a much less organized questionnaire.
Was this organized?
Yep, a lot more than mine is.
I just went the way I made them, really, the clips. So it's not real order.
Mine are in the order in which I found them and did them, but they're all YouTube clips. So I need to kind of like, I need to get really specific timings.
Okay. Oof. See you back at part 2.
See you back in part 2 for this potentially not Patreon episode.
Yeah, probably not. Bye.
Bye.
Dolomite is my name and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.